Welcome to Moments, Moments of Faith, Prayer, and Spirituality. I'm Father Michael Everton of the Paulus Fathers.
In yesterday's Gospel, we heard the story of the rich young man who approached Jesus to ask what he must do to inherit eternal life. And Jesus basically tells him, there's one thing that you really have to do, and that is to sell all that you have, give it to the poor, and then come follow me. The rich young man walked away sad. Sad because, at least at the moment, he couldn't let go of all the stuff he had accumulated. In today's gospel, Jesus is saying that it's easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God. Well, what are we going to do with all this? We are living in the richest country in the world. Do we have a chance? And yes, we have. It's really not about either being rich or poor, about how much stuff we have or don't have. It's how we hold on to what we have. It's how we use what we have. A couple of the richest people that I know are in fact the poorest. And a couple of the poorest people that I know are in fact very rich. The rich, poor ones have all this stuff. They've amassed incredible amounts of stuff and live very luxuriously, and yet they seem at the core very unhappy. On the other hand, some of the poor rich, are people that I know who live very poor lives with little or almost nothing and yet are incredibly rich. They're rich in terms of their family, their relationships, their friendships, their willingness to help others in any way that they possibly can. And I also know a couple of families who are rich and yet very poor in spirit because they don't cling to what they have. They use all the resources at their command. They use all the things that they've accomplished or accumulated. They use it for others freely without giving it a single thought. To meet them on the street, one wouldn't even know how much they really have because of their kindness, their openness, their friendships. So it's not what we have or don't have, but it's how we use what we have and don't have for the benefit of others. As I suggested yesterday, in terms of talking about repainting my room, well, I haven't repainted my room. I don't want to deal with the chaos. And oftentimes we think of the same thing with our spiritual lives. Oh, I really don't want to change. It's comfortable just the way it is. And sometimes that's a problem. We just settle for the way things are. We don't realize that there's an infinite depth and quality of fullness to our spiritual lives that really has no limit at all. But to begin experiencing that depth and quality, it does mean that we have to somehow reorder our lives. Not completely, not all at once, but reorder our lives and make room for the quality of spiritual life that Jesus really wants to have with each and every one of us. And it's about a life with God. And it means a life with others. With God, it means we have to eke out some quiet and some solitude for quiet contemplation. And we have to find time for friends and relationships and important connections in our lives.